Yeah, that figures.
That sounds right.
Yeah, yeah.
That's right.
So I didn't, you know, it seemed the easiest way to deal with it.
That's
so
perfect.
There were a couple of dudes that were trying super hard to be unimpressed.
Uh-huh.
And I would single them out and go, come on, man, smile. It's a pep parade. Smile.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And I got most of them to smile. So
yeah.
So we drop everybody off, and then we go home. We go home, and it's a handful driving that truck.
Yeah.
Because it's, you know, it's a stick, and the turn signal doesn't work. It doesn't flash. I ordered a flasher last night, but it didn't flash, and for whatever reason, I felt compelled to make hand signals.
Mm-hmm.
And trying to make a hand signal, shift, and turn a giant truck steering, you know.
Non-power steering.
A half-ton truck, it's a lot.
Yeah.
But we, you know, we made it home safely, and as I get out, I notice that the sign, I spoke with Molly from the parade, we talked about this, and she told me what the sign said, Steve Dahl, radio personality, and I said, I really need it to say WLS, 2 to 6 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, well, we already had them printed. I said, I'll be happy to get some printed myself. Be happy to pay for it, whatever. She goes, oh, no, I'll take care of it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Because I said, to be honest with you, I mean, I'm flattered and I'm looking forward to it. But at this point, when there are that many people together in one place, I need to get the word out as to where they can hear me. Because it's just not happening on its own.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, okay, yeah, no problem. And then I noticed it just says Steve Dahl, radio personality.
Right.
Honorary Grand Marshal.
I saw that picture. I was like, oh, boy.
I didn't notice it until I got home.
Oh, my God. Not even current radio personality.
Yeah.
Just radio personality.
Radio personality.
Yeah, at least it didn't say former.
Right. Yeah, yeah, right.
Yeah.
Disco demolition in quotes.
Yeah. So I... Note to myself in the future, just make your own sign. Well, there's a machine here that makes signs. I could have made it myself.
Yep. Yeah.
But I didn't notice it till like literally when I closed the door in the driveway and I looked at the sign, I went, it just says radio personality. And Jenna goes, yeah, I know.
Oh my God.
I was surprised you didn't say anything.
My fly's been open the whole time.
I really didn't see it. Which is just as well, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. It would have made you not, it would have ruined the experience for you during.
Yeah.
If you knew that, because you could just picture out in the crew. I'm not from around here. Steve Dahl? What's.
Yeah.
Yeah, it used to be on the radio.
Yeah, people yelling, The Loop.
Yeah, right.
Because of that last show on The Loop. Or,
I think he still does a show.
I used to listen to you all the time, man.
Where can I hear
I'm
him?
Still
I don't
on.
Know.
Still on.
Where can
they
I hear
They fucked
him?
The sign up. Just bringing that into it, too.
Yeah.
She said she was going to take care of it.
But they did at the at several places, at key places where the most people gather along the route, they did have people talking, announcing.
Yeah.
And they did say WLS there.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So that was good. And I think I even heard your names.
All right. Man. Shout out.
And at one of them, the dude said, hey, there he is, you know, wearing that sable. I've seen him wear that shirt a million times before. Or something like that.
Uh-huh. Hawaiian shirt.
But it's like a Chevy shirt.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It's like all different Chevy, cars and trucks. But it was the first time I ever wore it because Janet bought it for me just for the parade.
Mm-hmm.
So
it was a good-looking shirt.
Yeah. But I'd never worn it before. But I was like, how about you? Yeah. What is that shirt, like 30 years old? And I was like, yeah. I just put my thumbs up.
Uh-huh.
I can't argue with you.
Uh-huh.
You know,
mm-hmm.
I can't argue with you. And, that's it. I mean, it was fun. And I've been waiting a long time to be a Grand Marshal there.
Yeah. And
it used to be they just had one.
Right.
But now they have three, which I...
Yeah.
That's fine with me, I guess. I don't really care. I mean, I suppose if they had one, maybe they would know to put the right stuff on his sign. Because it had WGN TV on Ben Bradley's sign.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Actually, it might have just said WGN.
Okay.
So, but at least he's, I mean, if you were motivated by seeing Ben and his aggressive dog to watch him, you would at least have a fighting shot at finding him. Although if you Google me,
right,
it shows up.
That's true.
So that's what happened, and I'll put that the time lapse up because it's pretty cool.
Yeah, I like to see that.
That was a Mike Dahl idea.
Nice.
Because we were very frustrated we couldn't get the live thing going.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, well, I'll just record it. And he goes, time lapse it. That thing will look sweet.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I don't know. Okay. And I did, and it does. Because it was on a holder. So.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Nice.
So it all worked out fine.
Excellent.
Yeah. Yeah. So man,
everybody looks great. Photo of the whole family by the truck. Dogs. Yeah. That's a great
photo. It was a really nice day, and it was really fun to have my whole family there and to be able to show off my whole family.
Mm-hmm.
And we all live around there, and we knew so many people on the route.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. It was nice. It was a really nice day. So I really don't care what the sign says.
Now the next, go ahead. No.
I was just wondering were the kids overwhelmed by being in a parade? The little kids, or did they enjoy it? Did they love the festivity of it all?
I think that everybody was. Violet was a little shy, so she sat in the cab with Pat.
Mm-hmm. As you predicted, sort of.
Yeah, but I think everybody else was good with it. Pretty sure.
Yeah. Henry walking, you said?
Yeah, Henry was excellent. He wanted to get, he was in the bed, and he said, can I get out and hand out keychains? I was like, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. And Pat had a bag of candy, because Pat can't ever just follow the procedure.
Mm-hmm.
And he's throwing it from the cab, and kids are like running in front of the truck to
get
it. Sure,
yeah, so, yeah. Like, great plan.
So a lady had to come and tell him to stop.
Mm-hmm.
Because he wanted to throw smoke bombs, and when I didn't get smoke bombs, that's going to trigger. He's going to do something.
Something is
going
to happen.
Something other than what you want him to do.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder where he got that.
Let's try to think.
Yeah, I think he got it from both his mom and his dad.
Mm.
But probably more from me. But all in all, If I were to rate it on a scale of 1 to 10 in terms of just a great experience, a family experience that we'll never forget.
Yeah.
I'd give it a 10.
That's fantastic.
Perfect.
It's just such a great, happy photo of you, everybody.
Yeah, yeah. It was fun.
Yeah.
Everybody was so nice. And, I mean, it's our town, you know? It's our
mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
It's our town.
So. I was going to say, next up now on your bucket list would be like to deliver a commencement speech.
No.
At a high school graduation or something.
No. No, I don't like to. I don't give good speeches.
Yeah.
I don't think. Because I don't write them down.
Mm-hmm.
And if I did write it down, I think I'd fuck it up a lot.
Yeah.
But if you don't write it down, then you kind of also wander from, you know. I mean, I'm a pretty good storyteller, but
mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Maybe make some general notes.
Yeah,
really do that at high schools? Do they have, I think that's a college thing, right? Where they have a guest speaker in?
They have it at high schools,
do
too.
They?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
You know, like a local insurance salesman or something.
Yeah, somebody.
Somebody from the Kiwanis Club.
Right.
Represents achievement.
Yeah, yeah. I was impressed by Jimmy Fallon going down to Parkland.
Mm. Oh, yeah. That's true. Yeah.
I was impressed by that. Something to kind of lighten it up a little bit.
Uh-huh.
And also give those kids their props.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, I don't like it when he makes me like him.
I know.
He is likable.
Damn you, Jimmy Fallon. Damn you. All right, the email of the day is brought to us by Greg Helfer.
And that's all you get. Free preview, remember? But we've got more. Check out all of the Steve Dahl Network offerings and become a valued subscriber. Go to Dahl.com and sign up today. Offer not valid in Moldavia, Three Mile Island, and Jerkoffistan.